previously on Algoa FM.
Been saying that I'm so excited about this throughout the show because Algoa Country, I am joined by born and raised Algoa Country, born and raised in Gqeberha, who made a career in content creation. He's known for his viral dance videos with his family, dance tutorials, travel, television, and just all round nice guy, okay? And I've heard from the grapevine that you're one of the nicest people I'll ever meet, and I can confirm that this is actually true. So I've got superstar in the building. His name is Chad Jones.
Ooh, boo, 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 boo.
Wait, Chad, I might actually have something for you. How's that? Woo! How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself? Thank you so much for having me.
Fantastic. Listen, when I said earlier on that you're one of the nicest people, you look shy when I said that. Why?
I'm telling you. Am I?
You are.
I mean, it doesn't cost anything to be nice.
100%.
100%.
How does it feel to be back home?
Ah, it's always good to be back home. If you know me, I always come back home to like relax and get away from the hustle bustle.
Mm-hmm.
The Josie life is quite hectic. But yeah, home is home. And yeah, you can't change that.
What's the first thing you do when you come back home to Gqeberha?
I'm probably prep my parents for a dance video. Start rehearsals, start as I land.
Now, let me paint a picture for you, okay? His dad is actually in the studio, and we both just got like a side eye, okay?
Yeah.
So, listen, before everything that happened in your life that we're going to talk about, you had a completely different career.
Yeah.
Then it all changed during COVID. What happened during COVID where you decided, I'm going to start making videos, and hopefully one day it'll be something really successful?
So, there was no hope for one day being successful.
Mm-hmm.
It literally just happened. So, obviously, COVID, when it got to the real bad stages and we were completely locked down, like at the stage where we couldn't even leave our houses, I came across the app TikTok through Facebook, because mm-hmm. that's where I scrolled and on my videos.
Yes.
So, I'm a boomer. I'm a Facebook guy. But yeah, then I just started seeing people doing these corny dances. It looked like fun. And I asked my parents, would they be keen? I have zero followers. No one's going to see
yes.
you guys. Dad took a bit of convincing. Mom was keen. And then we did a few, you know, those corny American ones where you like hit the whoa. And
yes,
do,
yeah. And those are popular during COVID times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we tried a few of those and like, it's still kind of, I don't know, I had like maybe 20 followers, but the views were like 5,000. So I was still like, what's going on?
Yes.
But then as soon as I was like, okay, let's do something that I grew up with. And I grew up with like from the Eastern Cape. So I grew up with like Gqom and Kwaito.
Mm-hmm.
So then, yeah, I think the first video that went, the first two videos were the audio of Sister Bettina and DJ Ganyani. And then that's when it just snowballed. And then, yeah, now I'm sitting here talking to you.
Now you're here talking to me.
In Algoa FM.
Algoa FM, where you grew up,
exactly,
actually, right?
Exactly,
and Full circle.
This is literally the station that you listen to every single day.
Aw, you're going to make all of us cry, Chad. So those early days when you started, right? I think a lot of people are scared to get into content creation because in the beginning you feel a little cringe. You're 100%. Not sure.
I still feel cringe.
Really?
Like, I hate the sound of my own voice. And I'm always, like, judging myself. Every little second of the video. But I mean, if you want to get into content creation, you want people to see you, you just gotta let it fly.
Yeah. What are some of the things in the beginning besides, you know, watching yourself and then you have to edit and then you have to put it out there and then you have to hope for views? What are some of the things that happened on social media? Is there anything that made you think maybe I shouldn't do this? Made you want to quit it? Maybe some mean comments in the beginning or maybe less views? Is there anything that happened in the beginning where you're like,
oh no, 100%. So, I mean, the views thing, it's still not a big thing for me now. Like, if I don't get views, I just think, you know, people don't like my video and then I move on with life and I post another one. But in the beginning, I did get a lot of hate.
Like what?
So a lot of the country, well, actually, I think maybe 70% of my following still think I'm from China.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it was during COVID time. And that's where COVID came from. So it was like my own people kind of lashing back at me saying, oh, go back to where you came from and take your virus with you, and like it was nasty stuff like that. Yeah. But I mean, I'm pretty, when it comes to hate, I'm like very nonchalant. because it's more of the uneducated that are commenting this. But I had to obviously protect my parents because now they were also looking at the comments.
100%.
So the way I dealt with it was just like I just deleted them and just kept the positive engagement. So, and I just kept on doing it. And then I think a few years ago, I was at the Durban July and I was pushed into a circle. So someone got a video, a clip of me like dancing or something. And then I think I was trending on X or Twitter back then. And the article was Chinese national dancing on a piano. And then my whole community just went for it. Mm. Like, you guys don't know, he's been doing this for years. So that's like the wholesome part, that I've built like a very big community. And, well, not even community, I can say a big family that like support and love our content.
What was your very first paycheck that you got out of content creation?
I think it was for like a Checkers campaign, you know, the little garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How much was it? That's what I want to know.
So it wasn't that much compared to like what I charge now for, or what my rate is now. But
okay, to put it like this, what did you buy with it?
What did I buy with it?
Mm-hmm.
I think I saved it.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm all about saving money. I literally save about 80% of what I earn every time.
This is not because Dad's in the studio.
No. Dad is the spender.
Oh.
That is the spender. No. So I, yeah. I don't know. I'm very finicky with my money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, I do enjoy myself, but I think that time I agreed to like do the video from like food vouchers, groceries. And then someone messaged me, like a friend that was in like the marketing space, was like, nah, with your following engagement, you can get groceries and like get paid. And then so I didn't even know like people charge money for videos.
That's so hectic.
Yeah, because I was in the software engineering space, so I had no clue like marketing.
What was the moment that you realized that I can actually, it can be a full-time job? Don't give me the brand or who you worked with.
What
happened?
No, so what happened was a brand came to me and was like, it was like when everything started to open again after COVID. So it was actually like a tourism company,
mm-hmm.
In KZN, and they wanted me to go away for a week. Itinerary planned, 5-star hotels, just a week.
Mm-hmm. Just a week.
Yeah. And then the amount they offered me was 3 months of my salary in 1 week.
What?
Yeah. And then I had to say no because they had a software release. First I said yes. And then they were like, and then I was like, okay, so when is it? They're like, you must leave tomorrow. And I was like, I can't. I have a software release and I have to put in leave and I can't just say.
And you were a software engineer.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I can't. And I was a software engineer that was contracted out to work for a company in the UK. So my leave had to go through like
loopholes.
Yes. Mm. So I couldn't. And then I was like, okay, I have to reevaluate what I'm doing here.
Oof. 3 months salary.
Yeah.
You go away for a week.
A holiday, basically. And then for the next year, I tried to do it both.
Mm.
And all the jobs I missed out on, I obviously jotted down. And then at the end of the year, I calculated like what I earned versus what I could have earned.
Mm.
And then, so it was like a whole presentation to present to my family to say that I'm giving up software engineering to make 30-second dance videos.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was like a big thing. But then my parents being a part of the content kind of like...
Do you pay your parents? Your dad's sitting right here. Do you pay him?
Oh, you can ask him.
Dad, does he pay you? Give me a nod. Yes. Yes, so you
of
pay dad.
Of course I do. Yeah.
All right, okay.
So we have a family rate.
Okay.
So if people want to book videos featuring my family, there is a different rate because they get paid as well.
Oh, I want to be part of your family. Like, where do I sign up, okay? Okay, so what are some of the biggest challenges now that you face as a content creator who's made it your entire livelihood as well?
Oh, I'd say the biggest challenge is settling down in one place because I'm traveling quite a lot recently. So I just came back from Germany.
Welcome back.
The Michael movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I was at the premiere for that. Prior to that, I was in Turkey for Tropica Island Search.
Mm-hmm.
Every week or two, I'm in a different city as well. So like the challenge is keeping awake and yeah, just keeping my energy high for all the jobs that I get booked for.
And quick one, right?
I love it though.
I can tell you light up when you speak about it. It's a dream come true, okay? It's a lot of people's dream that you're talking about. You're like, oh man, you know what? I have to stay awake up to, oh my gosh. We're like, what? That sounds like a dream to us. So quick 5 questions. Think on your feet, quick, fast. Don't think about it too much, okay? Number 1, mornings or late nights?
Mornings.
When it comes to a dance challenge, shooting with mom, dad or sister?
All of them.
So if you had like a quick one, someone is going to learn fast, then you know they can do it quickly. Who are you choosing?
Mom or dad.
Okay. Because dad's... Okay.
Mom or dad. They're actually both very fast learners.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok.
Ooh. Staying in or going out?
Staying in.
Gqeberha or Joburg?
Gqeberha.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Yes. Okay. All right. You home. Okay. So to wrap things up, okay, for any young creatives listening right now, especially from Gqeberha, especially from Agoa country, what advice do you give them regarding chasing a career in the digital space and social media and content creation?
Okay. So some advice I'd give them is, as much as we all love to chase the bag, don't do it for the bag. Do it because you love it. Let your personality shine through what you're doing, because there is only one you. No one can replicate you. Be consistent. I know that's a cliche, but I mean, there are algorithms now that pick up consistency. Like I said, if you want to be seen, you got to put your videos out there. So don't keep, we all know you guys are keeping those videos in the drafts. Just post them and see what happens. I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
Overthink it.
Yeah. The worst that can happen is just that, like, no one sees your videos, or you are, like, your content's, like, controversial and everyone's hating on you. But other than that, I think if you really enjoy it, do it for yourself, do it for the enjoyment, and the brands and everything else will come naturally.
All right, Chad. I mean, I feel like this question is, you know, it's one of those things, but, you know, it's so obvious. You got like almost 6 million followers on TikTok. You're so many followers on Instagram. Where can we follow you if I want to get to know you and follow you on socials?
Okay, so on Instagram, I think it is Chad _30. See, I don't even know my handle. Chad _13Jones. Uh-huh. I think so. And on TikTok, it is Chad @ChadJones957. And on Facebook, I think we're under the Jones family.
All right. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sharing your wisdom in content creation. Oh, Agoa country, I have to share this on the radio live, that Chad, who is fantastic at dancing, he's made a career out of this. He did a dance challenge with me that we'll post on our social media pages on Agoa FM.
Yeah, we'll check it out when it comes out.
And what did you say about my 2 feet there?
She's a one take wonder, guys.
Thank you. And I'm a good dancer, right?
100%. The dance took less than 20 seconds.
I didn't pay him to say that.
Not at all. Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.